Hello and welcome to the Law of Increase. You know, we could very easily call this the Law of Praise, because whatever you praise grows. I don't care if it's a plant, if it's money, or if it's a person's self-esteem. And that's really what this lesson is all about as we get into it. So if you're thinking this could be called the Law of Praise, I agree with you. We're talking about the Law of Increase. I think everyone wants increase. And Raymond Halliwell suggests, without exception, I believe everyone has read or heard the delightful story of Aladdin and his magic lamp. How a poor boy had stumbled upon the little genie who led him to find a dusty old lamp. It was a magic lamp, and when he rubbed it briskly, a little man appeared out of a cloud before him and asked to fill his wishes. We, as children, have always dreamed of fairies and of the beautiful things in life that we wished we might have. Yet many of our dreams remained as such because we could do nothing about them.
You know, in truth, well, we may not believe in fairies, actually, but we know there is a principle that is equivalent to this magic lamp. And it's not something material like a lamp that we carry around, but it's an understanding we do carry around. And that understanding enables us to use the law, work with the law, be in harmony with the law more clearly, in a more amplified way. And in using this, we stimulate our good and we bring about everything that's required for us to live a life that is deeply satisfying, greatly fulfilling, and difference-making. So the understanding, then, is the act of praising. We begin to move into a greater understanding through the practice of praise. This method is much more exquisite than one might think from a surface look at the power of praise. The method, of course, is not new. It's been used through all history and all traditions. But praise has ever been a common method that's been used to employ all sorts of good, however one believed in it. In early history, we learned that people would bring their sacrifices and place them on the altar to gain favor of their perceived idea of God. Following this act, they would render their praise in song and ceremony, believing that by so doing, they would be favored, their prayers would be granted. And you see this moving through the Old Testament and in other traditions as well. It wasn't the sacrifice that made the difference. It was the belief, of course, that made the difference. But when one praises, when one moves into an amplified feeling of gratitude and appreciation, and when we put our money in the bank, we want that money to appreciate or get bigger. And when we move into a feeling and a spoken appreciation, the energy of attraction actually gets bigger. There's been some recent research done in positive psychology at Penn State where there's research in what happens in a person's life when they feel grateful and what happens in a person's life when they actually speak their gratitude, that actually putting it into words brings a greater experience of one's own well-being that can be measured in blood pressure and heart rate and actually the cellular response, the circulatory system, the proper balance in cholesterol. It's an amazing biofeedback machine, this body we have. And when we live in a state of praise or gratitude, especially when it's spoken, when we look for the good and praise it, speak it out loud, that our bodies actually hear that. There's a vibration to praise that our bodies just thrive in.
I think it's a well-known fact that when a child is criticized and grows up with criticism, they're very insecure. When a child grows up with praise, they become very confident and self-assured. And I've often thought if the school system would start to use this concept of praising the ones for the things they get right and get rid of those red marking pencils, putting a big X on where they make the mistake. If our attention's drawn to the good that we do and we're praised for it, we're going to have a much stronger image of ourselves. Raymond Halliwell said that praise is an avenue of prayer through which the spirit law expresses itself. Praise is a broad highway, while all other forms are only feeding arteries. I love that. It paints such a beautiful picture in your mind. Through this inherent law, when a person praises, they open themselves up toward God. They'll lift their consciousness to a higher realm and become a greater channel to receive the good that is ever waiting to come to them. Praise opens a little door in his mind that enables him to draw closer to God and to be attuned to the divine forces within and about him. Praise is the shortest route to complete any demonstration and the quickest way to enjoy effectual prayer. Praise expands and opens the mind upward, while its opposite, condemnation, contracts and restricts. The whole creation responds to praise and is glad. You may have noted how a trainer, after each performance of his charges, would give them a satisfied pat or some morsel of food they especially liked. The trainer was wise in using law and bringing out the best work from his charges and thereby giving the best performance. You know, just about 24 hours ago, I was coming through customs, entering the United States from the UK. And as I was waiting in line, one of the officials, one of the government workers with a little dog, it wasn't much bigger than a terrier, but the little dog had a coat on it, it was on a leash, and it was sniffing out stuff. And it stopped. It would jump up and smell the bags that you were carrying, and I guess they were looking for drugs or foodstuffs or whatever it was. And the little dog smelled something, and the guard took something away from the person about 4 or 5 behind me. And when the dog did that, then the dog sat down. It sat down when it smelled it. And sure enough, they found something, and she took something out of her pocket and gave it to the dog. She was praising the dog. The dog had done a good job. Those who have trouble can learn much by using this method and will find a great difference in the quality and quantity of the work produced.
Years ago, I met a man named Roy Fox who told me that he had helped every waiter or waitress he had ever met double or triple their tips within 30 days. And I said, how did you do that? He said, well, I have measurable results that this actually works. And he said, when someone comes to wait on the table where I'm sitting, I ask them after a few moments if they would like to know how to double or triple their tips within 30 days. And almost without exception, they say yes. And then I tell them that they have to be willing to do a couple of different things. First of all, they have to do exactly what I tell them to do. And then secondly, they have to give me the results in 30 days. And then he tells them his secret. And the secret is that, first of all, they have to keep accurate results. They have to keep record of their tips as they've received them for the last week and then begin the new record starting today. And starting henceforth, that approaching every single table, they send praise to every person at the table. It's a silent wave of praise, wishing that family well, acknowledging the people, the story, without even knowing what is at work in that family's life or that couple's life or that businessman's life, but sending them praise for the good they might be doing, for the good they seek to do, for the struggle they may have had, but praise to them and wishing them well. And then to do their normal job without saying a word, but internally, every time they approach a table, they send a wave of praise to that table. And he said, almost without exception, the person who is the service person will write him or call him and say their tips doubled or tripled, and sometimes even more, within 30 days. And not only that, they began to enjoy their job a whole lot more.
Isn't that great? Raymond Hollywell went on here to say, when we're praised or praise others, there's a physical response within our bodies. Doctors tell us that the cells of our body respond to the law. They seem to know and to expand in strength, in capacity, and even in intelligence. Of course, we know that it is the mind working through every cell that causes the expansion. There is an invisible ether upon which all thoughts act. And water expands into power when it is heated and retards into a solid mass of ice when it is chilled. The law of spirit is reflected in the law of physics. Though we may not sense it or fully understand it, our thoughts are moving continually in this invisible ether, and they are either increasing or diminishing in power and intelligence. When we praise the richness and opulence of God, the law, our thoughts, are greatly increased in the mental atmosphere. This increase affects our being in that it reflects in everything our mind and hands may touch. If we are contracting our thoughts through fear, criticism, and complaint, we reflect that contraction and our results are delayed or frozen. It has been proven that a failing business can be praised into success. Supposed lost friends have returned their affections when the law of praise was used. One man told me that while out driving, he heard a clicking noise develop in the rear of his car. He talked to his machine and praised it to get him home safely and without delay. He drove some 30 miles and rolled into the driveway safely. When he tried to move the car further, he discovered a broken axle. I remember when I first began to study this information, I would read stories like this. I remember reading Florence Shinn's books and Catherine Ponder's books, and they use all kinds of stories of things that happen. And I thought, this is ridiculous. Do they expect anybody to believe this? And now these things are happening to me. And so as I'm reading this about the guy with the broken axle, I know that there's people that are going to question that. You've got to get to the point where you don't question any of this. You just know that it works. God works in mysterious ways as wonders to perform. This happens. You're dealing with a universe that is connected. Everything is an expression of the same thing. We're working with an intelligence. Intelligence is omnipresent. There's intelligence in everything and of everything, and we've got to understand this. You know, when you think of the waitress or the waiter praising the people at the table, it's called thought transference. It is the base of the Christian Science religion. That's what they use.
In the Buddhist tradition, there's what's called transmission, where they actually transmit a higher frequency. The Dalai Lama gives off a frequency, a transmission that actually lifts the entire room. The first time I had a meeting with him, the pictures that were taken of us, the group of us I'm with, after he did that, it looks like we've had our finger in a light socket, which is so electric. It's real.
They raise your energy. They move you to a higher vibration. Your body is a mass of energy. Everything's energy. Your body is a highly charged mass of energy. If you put the body in front of an infrared television camera in a completely dark room, it's a glistening, radiating, gleaming form. So what we're talking about here is working with the unseen part of the universe. We're dealing with the unseen part of ourself. I'm quite convinced that if we really knew who and what we were, if we really knew the powers that we possessed, we'd be walking around in a state of awe all day long. Our problem is we don't understand it well enough. And through studying this, we'll start to understand more.
A whole lot more. I would just say to those of us that are really skeptical and we think this is just hooey, how could this be, is just suspend the decision that it can't be possible and leave your skeptical mind engaged if you want, but just say, maybe there's more here than I've understood, and be willing to at least explore and give yourself room, because you give yourself a little room and the law will demonstrate itself to you.
Raymond Hollowell pointed out that the law works without discrimination. And better still, though praise is good for other persons and things, it is our salvation too. Praise changes our observation, our whole outlook of life. In the past, we were in the habit of seeking our weaknesses and failings as well as the shortcomings of others. But now we see differently. We look for accomplishments, the good, and the beauty that is worthy of our praise. This, in turn, has a dual effect. It enriches our human self, and we are able to radiate praise, joy, courage, and happiness to all who are affected by our influence. It affects our inner self in such a way that our memory begins to retain all praiseworthy thoughts sent to it. And gradually, this sets up a new system of thinking, and gradually the old thoughts that we're destroying become absorbed in the new ones. Thus, it becomes habitual to think praises, and our life takes on the likeness of all the good that is worth praising. And we must remember that what we're talking about here is the law of increase. It increases everything in our life. That's what praise does. Praise with the heart is far more vital and effectual than praise with the head or praise from the lips. What we're really saying here, rather than intellectually just saying this, we've got to be emotionally involved with it. We've got to come from inside. You know, there's a beautiful poem. It says, if I knew you and if you knew me, and if both of us could clearly see with an inner sight divine the meaning of your heart and mine, I'm sure we'd differ less. We'd clasp our hands in friendliness, and I'm certain we'd pleasantly agree if I knew you and you knew me. See, if we really saw each other the way we really are, we not only praise, we would walk around just in absolute amazement with the perfection in everything, ourselves included.
Imagine a world in which the leaders of our world sit down and dwell and embody that poem we just said. That I actually can imagine a world in which someday a little girl comes home to her mother and says, Mommy, I just learned in school that there was a time on our earth when people actually shot each other and bombed each other. Is that true? And the mother says to the little girl, oh, yes, honey, it is true. I'm sad about that. But fortunately, that's a very, very long time ago. So how would that happen? It would only happen by each one of us really coming to understand these laws and making them real in our lives right where we are. The laws are real anyway, but we don't anchor them in the reality of the life we know without bringing ourselves into harmony with them. So this is a practice, and it will stretch you to make a decision to practice the law of increase, which is the practice of praising, not just with our words, but with our feelings that we generate. In the Buddhist tradition, they call this bodhicitta, which is the practice of generating the feeling of praise, or compassion, they call it, but it's the praise. It's actually practice generating right at your heart center, right where the vertical and the horizontal of you join together in your physical body, that you learn to generate an energy of praise, and you direct that just like you would direct a light beam, and you direct it where you recognize the good and you praise it. You speak it out loud. You say things and do that with a heart full of energy, and that activates this law of increase. So Hollowell says that praise with the heart is far more vital or life-giving and effectual than praise with the head or praise from the lips. If we can only do it with the head or only do it with the lips, start there. But the practice and the intent is to get it into our heart and have it be resonating right from our heart. And then when one can sing these praises or really have this feeling even in the face of adversity, the adversity itself will soon disappear. He says, this is not a promise. It's a law. Learn to render praise, to be thankful for the good at hand, and you will have found the magic lamp of spirit. This attitude of mind not only brings forth our desires, but it also generates our confidence. It strengthens our faith. It builds up an assurance of the things that not only are here, but yet to come. Thus, to be able to praise when things appear the darkest will invariably reveal some of the sunshine that is right here. So our degree of faith in the law and the law of life itself is measured before we receive, not afterwards. It is the degree of faith that determines what we shall be capable of receiving. So to activate the law of increase, then, we challenge ourselves to infuse our day with the activity and the practice of praise.
And Raymond Hollowell goes on to point out, one of the first requisites of the law of increase is that we keep ever an attitude of praise and thanksgiving. If we hope to receive of God's outpouring good, we must keep ourselves receptive. And praise is one of the simplest means known to accomplish this. Be ever grateful for the very least of things, and the very most will come to you.
Raymond Hollowell ends this session on the law of increase with three tremendous examples of really dramatic experiences people had through practicing the law of increase with the activity of praise. But someone may listen to these examples or read it in the book and then ask themselves, well, what happens when things don't work out the way we wanted them to? What happens when we're praising and then somebody we love dies? Or what happens when we're praising and one of our dreams fails? We're in a human experience, and in the human experience, having what we want and having what we don't want at times are both equally good for us because they help us learn. Just as you're learning the law of mathematics, making a mistake gives you the opportunity through the understanding of what you did that was a mistake to then take your new learning and reapply it to the circumstances and bring about an answer that you wouldn't have seen otherwise. There's always an answer greater than the problem. But in this learning experience called human life, there are things that happen that are difficult to the human experience. We do lose people we love. We do have what we consider from a human point of view, failure. Nevertheless, the power of this law of increase is it's not always increase in the things. It's not always increase in the material realm, but it is always, always increase in consciousness, in understanding, in relationship to one's own being and the law of life. So through the activity and the practice of praise, it doesn't always change things, but it always changes the person. And there is always the blessing that comes from the change of our relationship to the law of life, how it works, and our experience of the openness that that brings for exactly what we've been hoping for to make itself manifest in our lives. This is Mary Morrissey.
What a beautiful explanation. I just sent you praise for that. I enjoyed it. And
thank
this
you.
Is Bob Proctor, and thank you.